today's going to be an opportunity for different sectors and different groups to come together and discuss the many challenges that we have now in the wake of Brexit. But this is an important meeting. It's held in conjunction between the Department of Taoiseach within my own Department of Foreign Affairs and also Strabane Dairy Council and Donegal County Council. So it's also to acknowledge that the work that has happened at a regional level. We have a very proactive approach to all things northwest and cross-border, and today is an opportunity to build on that, and it will be an opportunity as well for both CEOs, John Kelby and Seamus Neely, to put on record the work that is ongoing and the opportunities that exist. And also, I'm not naive enough to think that there aren't challenges in the wake of Brexit. So if there are areas that need to be discussed, need to be flagged up, it's an opportunity to put that on the table of the Commission, the European Commission, because there will be an upcoming negotiation process. And I certainly am delighted that the peace process, the future protection of the peace process through the mechanisms of the Good Friday Agreement will hold. So it's important that an area like the Northwest is protected in that regard.
And as you said, there will be representatives from all over the Northwest in attendance. And this is a way to establish maybe some discussion on what is the best way forward now.
It is, and we're very fortunate that we have a very hard-working team based in Armagh through the North-South Ministerial Council, and there are a network of people there that have been working very closely with the NSMC down the years, and I'm absolutely delighted to see so many groups registered, so many groups travelling across the border into Letterkenny, into Donegal, not just from Strabane and Derry, but also different parts of the region down as far as Enniskillen. And I think that is so important to look at all the different ways we can strengthen the already existing partnerships at both the political level and very, very importantly at a civic level as well. We need to engage with civil society. We need to ensure that where there are areas and voices that need to be heard, we have to bring them through the political channels at a local level and then obviously through the European Commission as well, where we will be negotiating as a group of 27 countries in relation to the Brexit result. A Brexit result that we didn't want in Ireland, but a Brexit result that we will respect and we will work through it.